Thank you so very much for those beautiful readings tonight on kindness. What an important quality of God. I was reminded a few years ago, a production of the story Cinderella was put out. It's a British production, and it wasn't in cartoon form. It was real people. It was very, very beautifully done, and it transcended just the fairy tale story to something much more substantial. And in this production, the mother, the real mother of Cinderella, would tell her as a child to always remember to have courage and to be kind. And that left such an impression on this little girl. And I know most of you know this story, but it was those two qualities of God, courage and kindness, that kept Cinderella safe during such a difficult time with her stepmother and stepsisters. And because she was faithful to that, despite abusive behavior, she was lifted out of that situation and into something quite wonderful, as you know the story. But it gave a richer and deeper meaning, and I think of it often in my own life, to have courage and to be kind. And the definition of kindness is the disposition which delights in contributing to the happiness of others. Kindness ever accompanies love. And how true that is. And as our first testifier said tonight, yes, what a wonderful quality, and how it would certainly heal so many of the troubles we seem to have these days. So have courage and be kind, and all good is possible, because in doing that, you are reflecting your Father, Mother, God. I'm so grateful to be here tonight, to have heard the beautiful readings, hymns, and music, and testimonies. And have a good night to all.